Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Just Isabel Things podcast. Hope we are all doing well. Today I'm going to be talking about some of my favorite movies and some of my favorite shows from 2021. I can't believe I didn't think about this topic earlier this month, but you know, I'm super excited to talk about it and I hope you guys are ready too. I know I have a lot of listeners and friends in the movie podcast community who love these types of episodes. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. But before we get into it, you guys know that I like to start off my episodes with a life update. If you guys have been listening for the past few weeks, you know that this week I went back to school to start second semester. And although it's only been a week, I've already made some new friends. And I really like my classes so far. But as usual, stay tuned for the rest of kind of the school year and into the future to hear about everything that happens this semester. I can't wait for the rest of the semester and I can't wait to share it with you guys too. I'm also starting sorority recruitment this week, so looking forward to that. Wish me luck. I'm kind of nervous about it, but I've just, you know, heard to like be myself, and my school isn't as scary as like recruitment at my school isn't as scary as what you might see for like southern schools, but so I got that going on next week. But other than that, I don't really have anything else to update you guys on. I just hope everyone is staying safe and healthy out there and you guys are having a good January. But yeah, let's get on with the rest of the episode. All right, everyone. So I gotta say, 2021 was a pretty solid year for movies and TV shows because, as you guys know, COVID pushed back so many release dates to 2021. So overall, I personally felt this year was a really great year for TV and movie content. And I might also touch on some movies and shows that did not necessarily come out this year, but ones I saw this year. So stay tuned for that. A lot of good stuff coming in this episode, but let's just get right into it. But first I'm going to kind of start off by saying, I saw a few documentaries this year and I haven't really exposed myself to a lot of documentaries. The first one I saw at the beginning of the year was the Britney Spears or the Save Britney Spears documentary. I forgot what it was called, but I believe it was on Hulu and I learned so much about Britney Spears, her life, uprising, and the Save Britney movement or the Free Britney movement, I should say. I think it's still on Hulu, so definitely check it out. I really, really liked it. It was awesome. So yeah, go check out the Britney Spears documentary on Hulu. Another documentary I watched this year, it was called Showbiz Kids, and it was a documentary, I believe it was on HBO Max, but it features celebrities who were childhood stars at once upon a time, who maybe aren't in the same, weren't in the same spotlight that they once were in. So they interviewed Mara Wilson, who was Matilda in the iconic 90s Matilda movie. They interviewed Cameron Boyce, like, right before he died. Some older child stars who I'm not too familiar with just because they were famous when my parents were growing up. But I really like this documentary, and again, it's called Showbiz Kids, and it's on HBO Max. And yeah, I saw that one maybe in the spring, so it's really new. Both the Britney one and the Showbiz Kids documentary are very new. I think they came out within the last year, maybe year and a half. So definitely go check out both of those. Another documentary I got to watch this year was the Billie Eilish documentary. I didn't know a lot about her life previous to watching this documentary, but I've always loved her music and respected her as a person. And I absolutely love this documentary. It covers the process of her and her brother Phineas, who's kind of like her creative part of the creative process when writing her music. I think Phineas is a musical genius. And so the documentary covers her and her brother making the 2019 album. And it also covers other things that went on in her life during that time period, such as, you know, performing at Coachella. This was all pre-COVID when this was filmed, but it was, you know, performing at Coachella, going on tour, making music, conversations she has with her friends and her family and all that type of stuff. I watched this documentary on Apple TV Plus. It came out, I believe, end of February. So if you like Billie Eilish or other artist documentary, like music artist documentaries, then I definitely recommend checking this out. I actually really want to watch it again because that's how much I enjoyed it. The Billie Eilish documentary. I think it's, I forgot what it was called, but you'll know when you see it on Apple TV Plus. All right. There are more like documentary TV shows that I watched this year than in years past. So, I would consider Cheer, if you guys know, if you're familiar with the TV show documentary Cheer. Season 2 just came out. I actually watched season 1 and season 2 in 2021. Or no, season 2 came out in... Season 2 actually came out like a couple weeks ago. But I watched season 1 in... Even though the show came out in 2020, I watched season 1 in 2021. And I just watched season 2 of Cheer. So I'll just, you know, cover the whole show. And I really liked that show. I didn't really like how they heavily involved Trinity Valley. And for those of you who don't know who Trinity Valley is, that's the rivals of Navarro, the main team of the series surrounds. And I definitely like season one better. But it was still pretty good. So if you haven't seen season two or the show overall yet, go watch it. It's pretty good. And I don't know if I said this earlier, but Cheer is on Netflix for those of you who are interested in watching it. So yeah, go check out Cheer. And honestly, that show kind of opened me up to the sport of cheer and what cheer is really like. So I did learn a lot of things from watching it. So if that's something you're interested in or you know someone who might be interested in, definitely tell them and definitely watch it for yourself as well. The next documentary type of TV show that I got to watch this year was The D'Amelio Show. And I know you might be thinking, like, Isabel, why the heck would you watch The D'Amelio Show? I am not the biggest fan of the D'Amelios for a few reasons, but watching the show gave me a new perspective on their life and what they go through. They get tons of hate from the media, from fans, or, like, from people all over the world, and they go through a lot, and it was kind of cool to see, it was kind of interesting to see, like, what they go through, because, you know, you don't see that really on social media, like what they post. So if you're interested in watching this show, I would recommend it. I thought it wasn't bad. The show can also be found on Hulu. Again, this was the D'Amelio Show, and it's on Hulu. And I think that's it for like the documentaries and the documentary TV show portion of today's episode. And now I'm going to shift into regular TV shows. Let's get right into it. Okay, so I'm going to start off by saying I don't really watch a lot of TV just because I don't have a lot of time, and I don't have a TV in my dorm room, but I did watch some awesome TV shows this year. So one of my favorite TV shows I watched in 2021 was Ted Lasso. I thought it was so funny and so genuine and just so good overall, and there are currently 2 seasons of it out on Apple TV Plus, and they are filming the 3rd season now, actually, which is cool. And I'm excited for it, but for those of you who don't know what Ted Lasso is, it's basically about a American football coach from Kansas, and he's hired to coach soccer overseas in the UK, and he doesn't really know what he's doing, but it kind of covers his adventure in the UK coaching soccer, being away from his family, and yeah, it's an awesome show. You guys should definitely check it out if you haven't already. So funny. Absolutely loved it. The writing is good. It's seriously, like, one of the best TV shows that came out in the last, like, year or so. So go check out Ted Lasso. Another TV show I watched in 2021 was season 4 of Cobra Kai on Netflix. If you haven't checked out the series, it's awesome. It's basically about a Karate Kid reboot show with most of the same characters from the Karate Kid movies. So yeah, if you like the Karate Kid movies, you'll definitely 100% enjoy Cobra Kai. And again, seasons 1 through 4 are on Netflix now, so if you want to check it out, go check it out. And then, of course, I cannot forget about WandaVision. Like, throwback to when WandaVision was coming out every Friday for the first few months of 2021. Like, when the WandaVision era was a thing, I was looking forward to watching it every single week. It was, like, the one thing I was looking forward to watching every single week. WandaVision is such a good show, and if you don't know what it is, it's about Scarlet Witch, or Wanda Maximoff, played by Elizabeth Olsen. And it's about her doing some pretty crazy things in this town she kind of, like, made up. And anyways, WandaVision was the best part of winter 2021. So if you like Marvel and you like, superhero-type shows and you like Scarlet Witch, this show is definitely for you. So go check it out on Disney+. And it's kind of interesting to see because WandaVision, I feel like, was the first kind of Marvel show that, like, not like was on Disney Plus, but it's kind of like WandaVision kind of kicked off, you know, Falcon and Winter Soldier, the Hawkeye show, all that type of stuff. So yeah, WandaVision, fantastic show. Go watch it if you haven't already. Some other shows I watched were some more seasons of Gilmore Girls, even though I technically started watching the show in 2020. I watched a couple more seasons this past year. Love that show. And I would always just watch like reruns from time to time of sitcoms like Friends, and sometimes The Office is on TV too, so stuff like that. But other than that, I just really don't watch a lot of TV. I mean, I like watching TV, I just don't really watch a lot of it. But if you guys have any shows that you think I would be interested in, definitely let me know, because I am always open to your suggestions. And I also have access to HBO Max, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Apple Plus. So if you guys know any shows on that platform or shows on just like network TV that you think I would like, I would definitely love to hear your suggestions. So just let me know. Okay, so now we got that out of the way, let's move on to movies. All right, so for the movie portion of today's episode, I am going to do my best to recall all of the movies I saw this year. I'm going to start off with Tom Holland movies, because if you know me, you know I love Tom Holland. First, we got Cherry, which is on Apple TV Plus, and it's about an army soldier turned drug addict bank robber. And with that statement, I guess you can, if you like that type of stuff, then maybe you'll like this movie. It's kind of a hard movie to watch, so I don't recommend watching it with anyone under the age of 15, but it's so emotional, so raw, and just overall a beautiful movie, if that makes any sense. Even though the topics in the movie aren't the prettiest things or the most glamorous things to watch or experience or read about or hear about. But anyways, go watch Cherry on Apple TV Plus. It came out in end of February, so it's a fairly new movie. The next Tom Holland movie that came out this year that I got to see was Chaos Walking, and it has Daisy Ridley in the movie as well. And it was actually pretty good despite the really bad reviews. If you like Divergent, dystopian, Hunger Games types of movies, you'll definitely like this movie. Again, the reviews were really bad, but I actually thought it was really good, and my dad saw it with me, and even he liked it too. I think this movie is available on pay-per-view, and again, it's called Chaos Walking. And I also believe this movie is based off of a book. I don't remember what the title of the book was. But anyways, go check out Chaos Walking. I actually got to see this movie in the theaters back in March, so again, it's a fairly new movie. But yeah, that's Chaos Walking for you guys. And then the next Tom Holland movie is obviously Spider-Man 3, and I did an entire episode dedicated to Spider-Man 3 back in December, so go check it out if you haven't already. Like, go check out the episode if you haven't already, and go watch Spider-Man if you haven't already. Absolutely love Spider-Man, probably one of my favorite movies this year. So yeah, go check out both of those things. But yeah, enough about the Tom Holland movies. Let's go into the rest of the episode. If you don't like Tom Holland, I'm sorry you had to sit and listen to that. But let's move on to some other cool movies I saw this year. I'm going to kind of skim over these next ones because I did an entire summer movies episode dedicated to the following movies I'm going to talk about. So go check out my summer movies episode if you want to hear more about these movies. So some of the movies I saw this summer was The Suicide Squad, Finding You, Black Widow, F9, and those are the movies, kind of the main movies that I saw this summer. And I'm going to talk, and like I said, I talked about those in my summer movies episode, so again, go check it out, and go check out those movies if you haven't seen them, because I highly recommend all of them. I thought they were awesome and great movies for the summer. Another movie I saw earlier this year, I think this came out in like winter 2021. It's called Palmer, and it has Justin Timberlake as the main character. He kind of, I think he like gets out of prison, and he finds himself taking care of his neighbor's little boy. The neighbor is like a crackhead, like super crazy. And this little boy just like pretty much cares for himself. And it's such a cute and heartwarming movie. So go. It's kind of dark. It's a little bit darker. It's a little bit scarier. Not scary as in like horror. Scarier as in just like kind of like a thriller type movie. And I posted it back in, or I didn't post an episode. I didn't post an episode about this movie, but this movie came out in the winter of 2021. And it is on Apple TV Plus, I believe. So it's either on Apple TV Plus or on Amazon Prime Video. I'm pretty sure it's on Apple TV Plus, though. So go check it out. Highly recommend. I really liked it. Okay, moving on. I also watched Godzilla vs. Kong. It came out in the spring of 2021, and it features Godzilla fighting Kong. But it also features a little girl who is deaf, and she communicates with Kong in sign language, and she like helps him out, and it was pretty cool to see because it represented the deaf community on film. And you can watch, I don't know where this movie is, I'm pretty sure you can watch it on pay-per-view streaming. But yeah, I really like this movie. So and another thing too about like the Godzilla vs. Kong, I've never really seen any Godzilla or Kong movies for that matter. But this was, I really liked it. So, moving on. I also saw the Space Jam reboot movie this summer, and it was just okay. It wasn't my favorite, but I didn't hate it. I think I saw an article saying that they're coming out with another Space Jam movie, but I think it's just one of those things where it's like, people are definitely gonna go see it. You know, they're gonna, you know, it's gonna make money, even, like, it's gonna make some money, you know? It wasn't my favorite movie, but it features LeBron James and the Space Jam characters, and Zendaya has, she voices one of the characters, and a bunch of other celebrities voice the characters. It's just okay. If you have younger kids, they would probably really like it a lot, but it wasn't my favorite movie that I saw this year. But yeah, moving on. Some other movies that I saw kind of more recently, there was one that just came out on Amazon Prime Video, and it's called The Tender Bar. And to be completely honest, I fell asleep during this movie, and I'm not kidding, like, I actually, like, passed out, fell asleep. I missed, like, 45 minutes of the middle of it, but from the parts I did watch, it was just okay. I don't really know how to describe it, so I took this description right from IMDb, but it's about a boy growing up on Long Island, seeks out father figures among the patrons at his uncle's bar. His dad is kind of not the greatest in his life, kind of been absent. Ends up actually going to Harvard, getting a degree. He's kind of like a journalist, writing type guy. It was just an okay movie. If you kind of like that stuff, then check out The Tender Bar. And this movie just came out around Christmas time, and I saw this on Amazon Prime Video. So go check out The Tender Bar. And it has Ben Affleck, and I don't know. I don't remember the other characters. It was just okay. It was just kind of boring. I don't know. All right, so other than that, I think that's it for today's episode on my movies and TV shows of 2021 recap. I didn't want to make this a super long episode because then it can get boring if I just talk about movies that other people have seen for on and on and on. But I would have to say, you know, for my favorite movie this year, it would have to be Spider-Man No Way Home. And I talk about more of why Spider-Man No Way Home was my favorite movie in my Spider-Man No Way Home episode, so go check that out again if you haven't already. But yeah, Spider-Man No Way Home was my favorite movie probably this year, and then my favorite TV show this year was probably a tie between Ted Lasso and WandaVision. Anyways, absolutely loved both of those, and I think that's it for today's episode. Let me know if you guys have seen any of the movies I talked about and what your thoughts were on them. Maybe you disagree with me on some of them, maybe you agree with me on some of them. I'm really looking forward to next year's, or not next year, like 2020, like the year ahead for movies and stuff, because again, with COVID, a lot of movies that were supposed to come out, you know, early 2021, or who had production schedules get pushed back, those movies will be coming out this year. So, you know, a lot of big blockbuster movies, you know, Batman's coming out in probably March, I think. There's the what's the Tom Cruise movie? Oh, Top Gun. Top Gun's coming out this year. Yeah, so a lot of, like, and there's some Marvel movies that are coming out this year. Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what kind of movies and TV shows lie ahead. A couple of TV shows that we haven't gotten a new season since before COVID are coming out. Like, Stranger Things is coming out. Stranger Things, I think it's would be season 5, right? I think Stranger Things season 5, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it's season 4. I don't know. But there's a new season of Stranger Things that should be coming out this year. New season of Ted Lasso coming out this year. New season of Cobra Kai coming out this year. So we have a lot to look forward to in terms of movies and TV content. Also, definitely want to watch some more documentaries. I really liked the documentaries that I watched this past year, and hopefully I can watch some more this year. But yeah, again, I think that's it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoy. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast. Check out last week's episode where I talk about my experience being a podcaster in college. And also make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify so you never miss out on an episode. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as sharing the podcast with your friends and family. That would mean the world to me. And also, I was featured on my friend Matthew's podcast. It's That So Matthew. We talked about a Cinderella story, the Hilary Duff one. So go check out that episode on my podcast friend Matthew's podcast. Again, That So Matthew. We talked about a Cinderella story. Matthew has been on my podcast so many times before, so it was so fun to be on his podcast again. That episode just came out this past Friday, so go check it out on his podcast show. But yeah, that's it for today. Hope everyone is doing well. Share the podcast with your family and friends. Stay safe and healthy out there, and I will see you all next Sunday for a new episode. Bye, guys! Thank you again so much for listening to today's episode. If you like what you heard and want to listen to more, check out previous episodes and also come back every Sunday for a new episode as well.